The beauty of life is really remarkable and unexplainable. You know, there are so many feelings in my heart that I cannot explain. It's just suppressed emotions way deep inside. There's so many things that I can think about and say, and you feel you don't even understand the depth of everything that's going on here that's called life. It's just everyone has their own subjective perception of what's going on, but the truth of the matter is God's perception, God's love, God's thoughts are much more than all of ours combined. And it's just, I don't know how to say this. I mean, I've been through so much in this life at such a young age that I think I gained such a life experience that nobody ever had. But of course that could be said about anybody. But look, here are some examples. I worked more than 40 dead-end jobs. 40 dead-end jobs over 10 years of hard labor. Because I didn't know anything about the financial market. I didn't know its possibilities. I didn't know why you should study mathematics in school. Why is it important? I mean, I've been through, like, in my basic 12 years of education that you would get in the country of Israel, been through like 6 different schools because I was such an outrageous mischief, however it's called in English. I mean, I was just so hyperactive. I didn't understand why are they making us study here. And then nobody told me this is a world of slavery. You're gonna get enslaved and you're not gonna enjoy the benefits of life at all for 100 years if you keep on doing so. And nobody cares, nobody will save you from enslavement. Because the truth of the matter, this world needs slaves. If you're smart enough to rise above it and to find your way into financial independence, you will. But if you don't, you could get enslaved in this place until the day you die. And nobody would stop it. Nobody would say, here's $1,000,000, go enjoy your life. Nobody. So you're like, you're born, you're growing up with all these ambitions, all these hopes, and you're sure of it. You're sure that this place is designed by God for you to have a great life of success, fame, fortune, anything you want. And then every year you become less sure of it. And less sure of it, and you don't know where did you end up. I mean, what kind of place were you brought up into? And if you weren't given the proper education, you'll just be amazed and baffled. You wouldn't even understand how to cope with the situation. You'll just know that tomorrow the alarm clock is gonna ring again. And half an hour or 1 hour later, you're supposed to be at work until you're exhausted, and then you go home for a couple of hours to enjoy what's left of your life, of your daily order. And then the alarm clock rings again, and before you notice, 40 years went by, you didn't accomplish anything. So it's just, I mean, it's all true, you know. God didn't leave the place, God didn't neglect nobody. It's just, you know, it's a process of evolution. It's a continuous process. Blessed is the Lord that we've moved on from the thousands of years of torture and plagues and wars. We've moved on to a better place in time. And you do have opportunities to gain financial independence. But once you do, you can be sure that you're gonna enjoy your life. I mean, if you don't spend it all, if you have enough to have financial independence, and you can just settle for your freedom, for the small pleasures of life, then you'll do great. You know what I mean? And then, when you have financial independence, you're sure of God, you love life, you enjoy every day. This world looks like a heaven on earth to you. You understand? It is designed for you. God does love you, loved you, built this place for you, and you're gonna succeed in life. But if you don't, then you get stuck into the slavery regime mechanism because of the process of evolution. So 100 years ago, you would work your ass off all day, not get any reward for it, but a couple of loaves of bread or something worth that amount. But today, when you see all these rich people, all the, you know, London, New York brokers, all of this financial independence, spending tens of thousands of dollars on champagne and stuff, I mean, enjoying life. And of course they bring value, that's why they get financial value back. But I mean, the difference between the people who are enslaved and the people who are free is such a huge difference. And if you don't get it right away from the start of your life, it's gonna be very difficult to change your entire reality view and perception later on, because you develop habits and your mind develops habits of thinking as well. And if you're used to think that you know, there's nothing very, very good that life can offer you besides some more enslavement for, you know, the power of your life as much as it has and can give, you're getting a little bit of money for it just so you can work the next day, but it's never enough. And that's a cruel system. It's built this way. But don't forget, I mean, the history of human civilization was much crueler than this. So I don't know how God is watching this, because from this perspective, of course, we are getting mercy and grace to even live a simple life. But if you have such a purpose that you wanna, you know, be financially independent so that you can raise your family, spend all your free time with your family, and all your time is free time. You know, one of the ways is to invest in the stock market. That's one of the ways. Basically, you get education. I'll give you an example. I'm not all the way there, but I believe in it so much that I can, you know, rest assured and say with 100% of certainty that I'm already there. at financial independence. But no, realistically speaking, right now I'm far from it, you know, but I don't act like it. I act like a millionaire because I believe in it, because I believe that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not gonna waste half of my life. I'm not gonna waste half of my life working some dead end job that a robot is gonna replace in the future. You know, I have more value than that. And basically what I wanna do is just be with my family. You know, I don't wanna go to strip clubs and any clubs and buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of champagne and spill it all on the floor. I don't want to do these crazy things. So again, if you were brought up into financial independence, or if you were brought up very optimistically, you know, you were spared from the difficulties of life, then you know that you can make your life actually really easy, because you believe in it. And if you didn't, I mean, it's gonna be very hard to change your situation and be like, yeah, sure, God loves me, I'm free, I'm independent, everything is great. I mean, you were used to the opposite, so how did it change in a day? Did everything change in one day? It's gonna be depending on the person you are, but it's gonna be at least a process of changing your reality perception. I mean, let's talk about investing for a subject. I mean, what I was starting to say, that, give you an example, I took a loan for a business. My business, you know, my profession, what I used to do for 15 years is sports. Any kind of sports, functional training, sports, fitness, martial arts, parkour, acrobatics, and everything in between. I have some diplomas. I mean, yeah, but I don't want to work. I don't want to work with my body. I want to work with my brain. So I received this loan that I never got before, and I was struggling. I was in a debt to the bank, and then I got this loan. Now, I don't know, maybe I did the right thing with it, maybe I didn't. But I took a leap of faith. What I did was a leap of faith. I mean, I took a leap of faith and I said, you know, screw this. I'm not gonna start running around people's houses looking for $100 to get a 1 hour training. And again, spend all my days sweating in the sun. I was like, the financial market suddenly opened up to me, and I was like, oh my god. So if I would learn from one place, I would get their prescription, you know. But what I did is I took all of the money I had, invested it in education. Like all these smart people telling you that education is the best investment you can make, it pays the biggest interest and stuff like that. So education, so I spent all this money I had into education, and you know, I bought another motorcycle. This one is a three-wheeler, a Gilera Fuoco. The greatest bike in the world. I recommend everybody to get one. Very safe. and doesn't stand in traffic. Very easy to operate. And a fast bike too. Gelera Fuoco. Wonderful. So I did this, then the bike needed fixing, then I need to buy a metal door for my rented apartment. I don't know, I need to buy some things and so, you know, I'm engaged, I want to get married with my love, with my wife, and have children and, you know, raise my children based on my ideology from a small age. And I realized, you know, this giant book project that I did is too much for me to do on myself, by myself, to, you know, to rewrite, to publish, to spend hours every day, you know, occupying in this. So I was thinking maybe my child will do it with me once, you know, they'll be eligible. I mean, I didn't have a father to educate me. The only thing my father did was beat me up and scare me to death and chase me around with a knife and beat up my mother and steal all our money for alcohol. That's, you know, that was my father until the age of 10, when he was eventually taken into a mental home. And that's after he fell and hurt his head from 3 stories high when he was drunk, you know, inside the hole, you know, between the stairway of our then apartment. When he came back home late at night and my mother didn't open the door for him, so he was drunk, he used to scare us to death. My mother didn't open the door in the middle of the night. She was patient to take him so far. She should have divorced and moved to another place, saved me the trouble of the of you know, the psychological trauma of my childhood. But she had mercy for him. Well, that didn't pay off, but never mind. He came home one day, one night, and then he fell there because he was, you know, he was an alcoholic. Yeah, it's a mental situation. He has a really huge problem. He started to drink. He couldn't hold himself. He couldn't contain himself. Then he was, you know, like crazy. And then nobody knew what he could do. But he was always violent and crazy and abusive. So that's the story of my childhood. I don't know why I started to speak about this, but never mind. So, I said I didn't have any education from my father. So, what I want to do is give my child education. You know, and I looked in amazement of what the people in this world used to do. And I was like, this is the education they have. And I didn't understand, how come? I mean, everybody are growing up, they have these values that I don't have, they don't have the values that I have, they don't cherish what's really worth it, stuff like that. So I want to change the circumstances for my family. So I'm desperately looking for financial independence, just so I could spend time with my family. That's all I want. You know what I mean? And then I'm beginning to think about the process of how my childhood and, you know, growing up in a war zone until the age of 5 in Tajikistan, Dushanbe, you know, you can find out where that is, had tanks driving on the streets, Muslim soldiers shooting houses on the streets, starvation, you know, fun fun things like that. That was my childhood till the age of 5. Then until the age of 10, I had the abusive father. So I was psychologically traumatized, you know, more than most people. And then some more things happened. Then I started doing parkour and stuff like that. First of all, like, I got beaten up a few times when I was younger, so I started practicing martial arts so I could defend myself, so I could have friends that could defend me, because I was beaten up by many people, like groups of people. I stood up for my friends, I took the beatings for instead of them, stuff like that. Then I grew up, I started doing parkour. I had all these traumas from parkour. I didn't realize I should keep it safe. You know, I trusted God, like, God won't hurt me, right? So I can do this thing and trust that God would, you know. I was looking for some supernatural miracles, you know, like Jesus. But I got hurt. Thankfully, I didn't break anything. But I got hurt a lot of times. Took me months and years to recover. Got hurt. Then it was the cigarettes and the alcohol and the hashish and weed. You know, like, over, you know, I don't know what was with me. Maybe I got my father's crazy genes that I needed to correct. And but by the age of 20, you know, it gave me so much problems, these addictions, that hurt my health and, you know, my progress also. But then I quit all these things, and all this time while I was doing all that, I was also doing sports at the same time. It's like the sport of drug addict, the sport of alcoholic. I don't know how to call this another way. So had all this experience. Then I worked deliveries on a motorcycle. I was a waiter. I cleaned things. I work construction, factories, car washes. What didn't I do? You know what I mean? And all the time I had this faith and trust in God that things are gonna get better. Things are gonna get better. But I didn't realize my mental state needs to get better. I was thinking maybe I would get some investor. You know, in parkour we got some publicity, local. So I thought, we hit the jackpot, we're gonna do this, we're gonna have TV shows, we're gonna be famous, we're gonna have sponsors and stuff. But it was at the early stages, and then, you know, it didn't go through because people are stingy in this country. They don't want to release funds to sponsor sports at all. So that happened. I mean, and then all these things combined, I realized who I'm fighting against, who's trying to stop me from having a successful life. It's the devil. It's the devil in disguises. All these are disguises. Every time there was another situation, another something, a fine, this, that, a motorcycle accident, this, that. I mean, I don't remember all the stuff I've been through already, but all the time I was like praying to God. I was saying, God, okay, if you exist, then prove to me that you exist. I need your help over here. And if you're not gonna help me, then I'm gonna kill myself. That's what I said to God. And then I went on a self-destructive path, and I was like, okay, God, where are you? Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you when I'm in the gutter? Where are you when I'm... When I can't walk straight, where are you when I'm, you know, dead out of my mind? Where are you when I'm hurt? Where are you when I'm this, when I'm that? Right, you created everything. I started learning these religions. God is in charge of everything. God controls everything. God can give you supernatural miracles. So I tested it out. Okay, God, where's your supernatural miracles? You know, I watched The Matrix even before The Matrix only told me about myself. But, you know, I watched The Matrix, that inspired me very much. I watched it like at least 10 times. And I was thinking like, okay, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to save the world. And all my poor upbringing, childhood and stuff, led me so far so I can write this book, publish it, solve all the problems of the world. And, you know, God had good intentions in doing so. And like Jesus said, He's gonna send this helper to judge the world, to prove them of righteousness and miss, and you know, and sin, to do all these things. I can't remember the exact quote. I think it was in John. He said a quote of Jesus. That's what Jesus said, that one of these days I'm gonna send you my helper. And then I understood, like, you know, that's what I came here to do. You know, Jesus, I'm nothing compared to Jesus. He's everything. He's perfect. He's holy. He's the right hand of God. I don't understand how people could have beaten him up so badly. I mean, the cruelty of humanity. Why they had so much fun, you know, abusing each other and telling each other like, oh, okay, you believe in God? You believe in the safety of your country? We're gonna invade your country, fuck up everybody, and gonna torture you, and you know, then turn to your God and tell me where God is to come and help you. Why did people for thousands of years used to do that? Why did they have the enjoyment in doing so? No, what is it? Who's stronger, evolutionary, or what? So whatever, now we know we're in a civilized time. We're done doing that. People respect each other as equals. We know that so far. Okay, so I invested in the financial, in the education of the financial market. I didn't actually invest yet anything in the financial market itself, to do trading and stuff like that. Then I started working. I was like, okay, there's another field that I can do. Please, God, give me a chance. I'm tired of, you know, working for people, doing nothing. That gets me nowhere, so I want to do something else. So, you know, it opened up in front of me that this area of sales in the financial market, it's like selling, you know, come join our platform, whatever, activate your account, whether it's Forex, stocks, binary options, or whatever. Most of them are cheats, most of them are liars. I didn't know that, but you know, but you're left in such a situation that you think like, okay, 90% of the people lose their money in these fields. People that actually win money, they don't give them any money. Well, some companies do, and you know, and then you see the amazing wealth of these companies, and you know, all this wealth is accumulated because people gave them their money, trusted them. You know, they told them things like, we're gonna sign you up with a professional broker. He's gonna explain to you exactly the market, what to do, where to invest and stuff like that. All you need to do is to be available 10-20 minutes once a week in front of the computer. And then, you know, they trick them, they show them some winnings, they say, okay, well, invest more, we can make a fortune. And then when they invest more, then they give them the bad advice and they lose all their money. And you know, and you think it's such a fucking sleazy way, but is this like the continuation of war? And now it's, you know, in a civilized way with speech, you know, and the smartest kind of people win the war. And at least it's not a physical war, but it's still a war over money. Is that what's going on? So you see the wealth of these companies, and then they talk about, you know, what's a deposit of 2,000, 3,000, 20,000? Let's up the stakes, let's get people to invest more. And all these people that invest, you know, when you're investing in a company that's it doesn't trade your money in the market itself. You're trading against its own bank. So it's got a platform that's copying the situations in the financial market. Then you get this leverage and stuff. So you know, the company's interest is for you to lose your money. So these people are trusting people over the phone, giving them their credit cards and stuff. They're giving them their money, and then they amass a fortune, and all these people lose their money because they trust it. So you're thinking, what is this war all about? What is this? You know, with words, with a slick tongue, you can rob people of their money? Is that what this is about? So I said, like, no, that's not what I believe in. I believe in this financial independence. I believe that everything's gonna be great. You know, and then you think, you know, all these women work in these companies. They don't know what's going on, or they do know, but they don't care, because women think, you know, I'm most importantly. I don't care who loses his money as long as I get my salary. So that's, you know, you can't judge women for that. But then you think, you know, is it a job that's respectable by God or not? Because, you know, people like to work in air-conditioned offices, acting all smart, like we're investing in the financial market. I'm an account manager. I'm giving you a call because you registered to our company, blah, 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 blah. You know, sounding smart, knowing nothing about it, actually fooling other people that know even less. No, but then you think, like, it's countries versus countries. I mean, it's people from different countries giving their money to people from different countries, and then you wait 50 years, wait 100 years, see who amasses the biggest fortune from all of this. Of course, most of it is just fake and it's a lie. But then you think, but these people are constantly making deposits, making salaries, getting bonuses, living well. Nobody cares. Nobody really cares. Where the honesty that religion teaches us about God, and God's gonna judge the sinful. God is gonna judge the liars. You shouldn't do this, you should do that. And then you're thinking, okay, so what's righteous in terms of God? Is it for me to work a hard labor job every day? Is that the will of God, to neglect your family and let your children grow up however they may? Because you need to be at work 12 hours a day, and you're not seeing your wife. Your wife thinks you're a disappointment because you can't get any money, so probably you're stupid or something. So is that the will of God, the hard worker mentality? And of course, to each his own. We got billions of people on this planet. They have to manage. People need to get their milks in their supermarkets and back to their fridges, stuff like that. That's understandable. This isn't a business for everybody, because most people, unfortunately, are stupid. But on the other hand, it's like whoever manages this world says we need stupid people. Without stupid people, you know, there wouldn't be any buildings built. Okay, so I'm saying, so pay them more. At least pay them respectfully. They're sweating their asses off. Pay them respectfully. Physical jobs, which are the hardest jobs, are getting paid the least. But then you're thinking, like, yeah, but that's the process of evolution. Because if you want to earn a lot of money, you gotta think with your brain. Have to think a lot. So physical jobs aren't rewarding financially, because God wants people to advance to financial independence. God wants people to advance to financial independence, right? So you have to think smart with your brain, and it's the same ratio, like 90%+ of the people of the world are poor, 90%+ of the people of the world are losing their money on the financial market. It's the same ratio. So you're thinking, like, okay, if so many people are, and you know, yeah, the other thing is probably 90%+ of the people of the world are dead and stupid. They're stupid, fortunately. I mean, they can't handle a computer, they can't understand many things, they can't think about many things at once. And you know, our education systems never told us why you should study mathematics. What is the financial market? What is the road to freedom and independence? Because that's not its purpose. Its purpose to give you options. From these options you choose. If you didn't understand the options, you didn't choose any, you're left with nothing. You're left with nothing. You're one of the slaves. Hello, welcome to the slave club. You're not getting out until you're dead. Is that a nice life to live? Is that the will of God? Of course we're gonna all get our rewards in heaven. You worked an entire life, you know, for nothing of value. Then at least you're dead. You're dead tired. Then you're dead. And then you're going up to heaven and you're saying, God, why did I do all this for? Why is my life such a miserable mess? And you're like, for the purpose of evolution. God's like, for the purpose of evolution. You're like getting the answer from God, like, oh, okay, that's what he meant. So, it was all so that I can justify myself in front of God, so I can deserve my own heaven. Yeah, I understand, but you know, but to live an entire life, you know, half of it spent at work is fucking crazy. Half of your life you're giving away to somebody else because they don't want to pay you more so you can work less. So are you living now? Are you living heaven on earth? Or are you waiting until you die so you could go to heaven in heaven? I mean, if you're conscious already now, if you're conscious at this stage in time, so you want your freedom now, you don't want it later. So you're like thinking, okay, what should I do? You know, I've been through all these things, now I'm supposed to, okay, I got my education, I'm supposed to invest, I'm supposed to make something of myself. And then we're forgetting about this evil battle. So I was thinking, like, the devil knew that once I come into this earth, he's gonna be fucked. I mean, he's gonna be dead by the end of it. I was like, I started to understand all the evil things in this world. So the devil tried to stop me in any way he could. So, you know, he throws these things at you. You don't know where the fuck is that coming from. Why I gotta deal with this? Why I gotta deal with that? You know, all kinds of sleazy evil that comes from the garbage and the waste of humanity, you know, like, makes you feel worthless and, you know, gets inside your head and makes you think bad about yourself. Well, you should be motivating yourself all the time with positive affirmations, and you should, you know, increase the mentality of your thoughts. You should be like, I'm successful, I'm gonna succeed. You should think more with your head. But if you don't, you know, the usual mentality is that, you know, nothing works out, life is shit, nothing is doing well, oh my god, here's another problem, oh my god, here's another trouble, there's nobody here to help me, things are only getting worse. And you're thinking that these are your own thoughts, but they're not. You're not actually thinking, you're hearing the devil's thoughts when you're thinking negativity. It's not you that's doing the thinking at all. It's just the devil. He's real, folks. He's real. He's our enemy. And when I'm gonna get to him, forget it. I'm too kind to be aggressive and violent anymore. Let God judge. I'm not doing judging. And I'm not punishing anybody. No, but it makes me so fucking mad sometimes that there's an evil force that enjoys every trouble of every creature. There's some evil force that's laughing when you're in pain. There's some evil force that's trying to scare you and is happy when you're out of your mind. You don't know what's gonna happen next. What's gonna happen with your life. What's gonna go on. So you're thinking all these things are random, but when you realize they're coming from the same source, like for example, I started playing Heroes 3, Heroes of Might and Magic. Like I used to play with my friend back when I was a teenager. So I started missing this this game. I thought this is the greatest game in the world. So I started playing it. Then I started playing the campaign. And then you realize you're fighting against these kingdoms, and there's a kingdom of the undead, of the skeletons and the witches and all these things. So then you understand what are the powers of evil versus the powers of goodness really are. I mean, then you understand that this thing is real, like these are unseen powers, but they're real and they always have been. So you're thinking like, okay, so there are good values in life. There's some things that everybody agrees on the fact that they're good, and that's how you should live. And there's another force that's trying to stop all of humanity. There's another force that's trying to make all of humanity, you know, in pain, in diseases, in boredom, in enslavement, in sadness, in crying, and you know, not believing in God and anything. And some forces enjoying that. When a person lost his faith, lost his ambition, you know, and he's hoping, well, where are you, God? Come and save me. And God expects for you to be active by yourself and come save yourself, because it ain't gonna happen by its own. So there's a power, you know. There's this phrase, one phrase, like the natural force of gravity pulls towards failure. You gotta resist the natural influence, the natural force, the energetic force of gravity drives everybody towards failure. You have to like build your own energy, your own positive energy. And I was thinking that it comes naturally, that naturally God is supposed to help you, life is supposed to navigate you towards success. But it doesn't, it navigates you towards failure. And if you really want success and you're tired of being beaten up by life, then you're like, you start to understand, hey, it's like, I was a person that's like, went on with the flow of life. I was like, okay, you people want to be happy seeing me fail? Okay, let me fail so I can put a smile on your face. Like Jesus, you know, didn't resist. You want to beat me up, you want to torture me, you want to kill me, no problem. As long as it puts a smile on your face. Okay? So, I did something like that, And then, you know, at one time it was like it got serious. I understood that, you know, if I'm not gonna change my life, nobody will. People and the devil and the spirits and the forces of evil and whatever all these things are, they're just gonna enjoy watching me fail. Really. And no God is gonna just put a thought in your head all of a sudden like, hey, you know, healthy young man, you need to, you know, motivate yourself, elevate yourself, educate yourself, rise yourself from the ashes, or whatever. Look, nobody's gonna tell you that. It's just the natural force is towards decline, towards failure, towards death, towards breaking, towards, you know, that's the natural force of life. It wants everything to cease resistance and just die and suffer peacefully. You know, you have to resist the natural flow of life to get a successful life, because that doesn't come naturally. So, you know, you're thinking about all these things and then you're like, well, okay, all these things happened just so that, you know, I could do this and that, and then when I'm, you know, I want to be altruistic, help the people, I was thinking like, how come all these people are living this way and they don't understand that they could do this better and that better and this better, and if they did so and so, then they wouldn't be in this and this problem. So I started thinking about all these things and started writing, you know, potential solutions. It's just I didn't understand. Why did nobody care? Why nobody does these things? Or not enough people are trying to save the world. Of course everybody, like I said, because we're all enslaved in this place. You know, everybody are trying to get their own and just enjoy a happy slice of life so that they can, you know, not worry about the cares of the world. And well, of course, but this is our world. Who's gonna care for it if not we? So maybe it's headed towards self-destruction because the egoism of humanity doesn't suit with the requirements of life. Or maybe it's the opposite. Well, you know, there's so many things that you can talk about and think about. And then you're thinking like, okay, so financial independence is right around the corner, or right, you know, right in front of me, and I didn't see it all this time because I was too afraid to think that I can do good in this and that field. So like in the age of 28, I started to learn mathematics again, and then I realized that, you know, I'm some sort of a genius. I mean, I'm not good at one thing like checkmate or mathematics or, you know, the best salesman in the world or the best of anything in the world. But I'm pretty good at many things. Maybe I'm the person to combine most fields, the you know, so many fields that nobody else combined. And then of course, if I'll be successful in the financial market, then if my multimedia project will be successful, it's gonna be like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. It's gonna be the best seller ever since the Bible, like the most sold thing. And then it's gonna sponsor new jobs, that all these jobs are gonna be like in the field of distribution and implementation of the ideas presented. And once that happens, all these ideas that were presented are there to better life on Earth, right? So if people are gonna get paid for doing good things that help nature, they're gonna be happy and nature is gonna be happy. So why don't we? Why all these rich bastards hoard all this fucking enormous wealth just to feel like they're kings living on earth and everybody are their slaves and servants, and you know, they have no goddamn shame. I understand that they're in a mentality of success and the value of life, they value their life like, if I would get an attack, then I would need like an entire army to protect me and helicopters and planes, and there's never enough money to protect one's life. But you know, but that's crazy thinking. That's crazy thinking. If you got several billion dollars, of course there's not enough people that actually think of things like I do, that you know, we can negotiate, discuss, civilized around the table and plan what we're gonna do in the future and distribute the message and the new system for the new world and stuff like that, and actually gonna save the planet by doing so. There weren't enough people. Okay, so now with my idea there is a method, a system that we can combine and gather around, and you know, all these rich people have to invest in it, because if they don't, really they're not gonna have any salvation for their soul. It's like God is gonna say, you had all this money, you could do all this good, you could earn all these virtues, all you had to do is have a good heart to contribute, and you didn't. Now you're dead, you don't have any money to save you from hell, and money's not gonna help over here, so where are the virtues that are gonna pay your debt? You know, in front of God, there aren't any, because you didn't do much, you didn't do enough good. So just so you won't get stuck in that situation, please contribute to good ideas, to good companies like Greenpeace, whatever, companies that are trying to help people, animals, nature. Just contribute to them. I mean, save yourself. It's like you're investing in the afterlife, okay? You're investing in your own afterlife. What are you gonna do and where are you gonna end up in the afterlife if you didn't do much good? I mean, if the banks collapse, all your wealth is gonna be worthless. You know, so many things can happen. I don't understand how people don't think about all these things. So, give you another brief overview of like my thoughts and experience. Hope you enjoy it. And please share it with your friends.